Adding fluoride to water became common practice in the 1940s as a way to prevent cavities in both children and adults. However, Columbia resident Amy Bremer presented information about the dangers of fluoride ingestion at the city council meeting last week. Sixth Ward Councilmember Barbara Hoppe asked city staff to look further into Bremer's research and draft a report by early December. Hoppe says she is concerned with the possible negative effects.
The articles I've read in the past were that, you know, that additional fluoride wasn't good for your bone density as you got older. So I thought it was worthwhile to take a second look at the research and how it works or doesn't work for Columbia.
Hoppe says if the city decides to stop using fluoride, the money saved could be used to promote dental health instead. It costs about $50,000 for Columbia to add fluoride into the water. Department of Public Health and Human Services spokesperson Jenny Alexander says the department is now studying the city's water and the Board of Health will be reviewing the results.
They'll be looking at both sides of the issue, research on both sides of the issue, and coming back with a recommendation.
The Board of Health will meet in January 2013 to determine whether to continue adding fluoride to the water. Andrea Park, KBIA News.